Hello, welcome to another episode of Chatty Moms. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Felicia.
And today we are answering your questions.
Yeah, so we put up a little poll, or I guess a question box, on our Instagram page, and we got some good questions, so we thought we'd go through some of them. Yes. I'm not sure how many we'll get into, because last time we did a Q&A, we went through much less than we thought because yeah. We got to chatting.
Oh my God. So this will be our second Q&A that we're doing.
Yeah. So if you haven't checked out our first one, definitely try to do that. We have some answers about like how many babies we would want to have.
How many extra children we're going to put in our, yeah. You know.
And just in other general questions. But these are, I think, more like mom-related, kind of
relationship-related. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so first question. What is / was the biggest conflict you had with your partner regarding parenting together?
Yeah. So I'll go first. So I would say, like, Doug and I's parenting styles are very similar. We're both very similar
people. You guys are very laid back.
Yeah, so I feel like we were raised pretty much the same way, too. Like, we both have very easygoing parents. Like, mm-hmm. We're very down to earth and stuff. We've actually been together 9.5 years now. In December, it'll be 10 years we're together. And basically, like, we've never had a fight. Yeah. Like, a full-blown fight. Like, yeah, we've had arguments about, like, Doug's crazy driving. And
literally,
like,
you guys only fight in the car, and, like, it's not even a fight.
Yeah, it's just, like, Doug, why are you being so crazy?
I think Doug's also, like, pretty big of a pushover.
I just don't think he likes to make, like, I get very emotional quickly, and, like...
And I think, like, what Felicia says goes. Like, yeah. Love Doug to death, but, like, he's very much, like, a solid partner, as yes. In like my wife, happy wife, happy life. So yeah. He just kind of, like, you know, just does
yeah.
Things.
Yeah, so that's literally, so like, we don't really have many conflicts because he lets me take like the reign of yeah. Parenting, I would say. But he also says, like, you do so much more of the research, you look things up, like, yeah, you just, you know, so much more. So if there is something that happened, I mean,
you're right.
Yeah. But he also, like, if he, like, wanted something done a certain way. Like, I'm sure it'll happen more, like, once our kids are maybe in school or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really, like, he just kind of lets me take the lead, which is nice. Like, maybe he gets a little upset with my parenting about, like, how much money I spend on, like, toys and clothes and, like, things. So he's like, Felicia, we've got plenty. But, like, you just need more and, like, fun stuff. But usually, like, we don't have big conflicts, which yeah, is nice. Like,
that's good.
We just agree. What about you?
We also don't have huge conflicts. Like, me and Joey do not fight at all, really, or yeah, much.
You guys,
like,
are also pretty easy. Yeah.
Like, we, for example, during the pandemic, we were both at home 24/7. So Joey started working from home and I was working from home. And then, you know, I was on mat leave, right? And, like, I know of some people that, like, their relationship took a toll from being together so much. But, like...
home all the
yes,
time.
Yes, yeah. But, like, me and Joey just do our separate shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We can sit together and watch our shows and spend time together, and then we can go our separate ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, if we're getting annoyed at each other, like, okay.
Well, yeah, he goes to game yeah. And you just go and relax.
Yeah, like, see you later. probably, like, the only conflict I can see is, like, so... We both have had our, like, issues with, like, just, like, you know, like, temper, like, being kind of, like, more on the angry side. But, like, things, I mean, like, we're not angry people, but I guess I feel like we can probably, like, lose our temper
a
little.
Agitated yes. A bit more, yeah.
But, like, we never take it out on anybody, just, mm-hmm. Like, in general. So, like, let's say if Levi is being very extra whiny one day because he's teething.
Cough this week.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes Joey will get a little bit more frustrated and just be like, oh, dude, like, just stop. Like, just stop the whining. Mm-hmm. And, like, he will just say that to him. But, like, Levi obviously doesn't understand, but he'll say it out loud.
Yeah, Dad, no problem.
And sometimes, like, and I can hear that Joey's getting frustrated, and I'll just be like, buddy, like, you just gotta be patient with him. Like, that's the only way he knows how to, express his feelings, yeah. right? But, like, I'm saying this about Joey, but, like, I do the same exact mm-hmm. thing. Some days, like, you know, I've been with Levi all day and Joey's working, and then, like, it just gets to me, mm-hmm. and, like, I just, you know, like, get a little bit frustrated, and Joey will be like, well, Brooke, like, remember, he's just going through a phase, like, that's the only way he knows how to communicate, so we're literally the same person.
Oh, yeah, phases with kids, oh yeah. my gosh.
So, I'd say that, but we don't, we haven't gotten in a fight on, like, parenting styles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, we're all not on, like, total opposite ends, which is nice. Yeah. Like,
I guess, like, sometimes he gets annoyed about how, like, I like to stick to a schedule.
Yeah.
And sometimes he's just like, dude, like, the schedule's gonna be broken some days. Like, you just need to get over it. And that is, like, a me problem. Mm-hmm. But I just need schedule in my life or else I'm going to go nuts.
Yeah. All right. So, next question is, how did your relationship change after having babies?
Our relationship, it didn't really change all that much. Because, again, like, I feel like maybe we spend less quality time together.
Yeah, like one-on-one.
Yes, because, like, we're all together. Let's say if Joey's not working and Levi's awake, then we're, like, all spending time together. And, like, yes, that's still spending time together, but it's not really. We're taking care of our child. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not spending quality time, me and him. But we still do, like, our fun things together. But I feel like, also, like, after a long day, I love to just, like, lay on the couch and do my own thing. I do some embroidery, so I kind of have fun with that. And then Joey likes to relax and, like, go game sometimes. And, like, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe we just spend a little bit less time together, but I don't think that's affected us much in any way. I feel like...
Not a huge change, yeah.
No, like, in the evenings, too, like, I feel like now I'm more tired, so I do go to bed a little bit earlier.
Yeah, because Joey goes to bed much later than you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we definitely go to bed at different times and stuff, but mm-hmm. I feel like we still try to spend as much time one-on-one together as we can, but, like, some days we're just like, you know what? I need some alone time as well.
Yeah.
But, so I'd probably say that is the biggest thing that's changed. But yeah.
Yeah, for us, like, we are very low-key people before having kids. Like, we didn't party too much. Like, we had a group of friends, but it was, like, maybe every other weekend. We definitely went out to restaurants a lot more. Like, Doug and I were big restaurant goers, especially on weekends. I mean, we probably drank more before, too.
Yeah.
But not too much has changed. And, again, like, we probably just don't spend as much solo time and, like, date nights. Especially right now with, like, a three-month-old. It's just kind of hard because Maeve's schedule is so all over the place, and she's just at the point where, like, she only naps with me.
Yes.
And then, like, once she goes to bed, too, I'm just, like, ready to go to bed myself. Like, I've literally been, like, holding her all day, and I'm just like, okay, nobody touch me now. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
So I can see how, like, that could maybe be different for Doug, and, like, because we'd cuddle before and just watch movies, and now I'm like, nope, I'm in the corner by myself tonight. But no, I know, like, once she goes to bed earlier, and then, like, I have more energy because she's not, like, waking up at night. It definitely changes because that's how it was with Douglas, too. So, yes. Like, we know it's just a phase. And
exactly. And I guess, like, it's important to say, too, like, me and Joey are really big homebodies. Mm-hmm. So we did not go out much before.
No, you guys just had a lot of, like, little house get-togethers with your friends. Yes. And then, like, at your place.
Yeah. Like, we're not the type to go out much. When we get food, we normally order in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we like the
comfort.
Yeah,
the pandemic didn't really affect us with, like, going out and doing things. Like,
100%. Like, people, and, like, I'm a very social person, mm-hmm. but, like, when I want to be.
Yeah.
I'm a very social person in my own home. But, yeah, it really didn't affect us too much.
Yeah.
So, the next one. What would you do with a weekend completely to yourself? No kids and no husband.
Wow, could you imagine?
Oh my god. Dude, that is my dream.
You're like winning the lottery.
It's like, you want to go to Cancun with everybody or stay by yourself? Stay by myself. 100%.
Yeah, so, I mean, I got two kids, so it would just, like, I would sleep in for as long as I possibly could. But, like, honestly, that would probably be, like, 9 a.m., and I'd be, like, wide awake, ready to go. Because, like, I'm up at, like, 7 at least every day. Or, like, 6 a.m. So, like, 9 a.m. would be, like, a sleep-in. I'd probably, like, stay in bed as long as I could. Order lunch. maybe go for a massage, go, like, browse Winners, grab a Starbucks, come home, and, like, right now I'm watching Lost, so I just literally stay on the couch, watch Lost, maybe order pizza, and, like, go to bed. Probably actually just sleep on the couch, really, because, like, why not?
Oh, my God.
And just, like, do nothing. Like, I love just binging shows. Probably have some wine, snacks. Definitely snacks. Yes. But, like, that's, like, my ideal. Just chill day.
So one thing that I loved, like, pre-Levi is, especially on weekends, like, waking up, okay, and then just, like, staying in bed and then, like, falling back asleep for a little bit and then waking up again. Oh, yeah. And then just, like, laying in bed for an extra hour.
Yeah.
Just browsing my phone. So, like, let's say I'd wake up at 7 o'clock and then I'd fall back asleep and wake back up at 9 and then just, like, hang out in bed until 10. Like, that sounds
phenomenal. Man, I haven't just laid in bed after, like,
Yeah.
Other than, like, a nap, but just, like, chilling.
Yeah, because now you wake up and then you immediately have to go tend to a child. Yeah. So I would definitely do that. And then I feel like, yeah, I would probably stay home the whole day. So this is a weekend, right? So one of the days I would for sure just stay home because I feel like if I were to go out shopping and all that stuff, I'd be like taking away like precious, valuable moments where I could be laying on the couch doing absolutely nothing. But definitely probably, get a little Starbucks. I do enjoy a nice Starbucks, and Joey's always like, you spend too much money on coffee. You have a Keurig at home. And I'm like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
But so I'd do that. I'd probably get myself some sushi. Mm. And yeah, I would watch some shows and just like do nothing. Not have to tend to anybody. Not have to. I would not cook. Okay.
Yeah, not pick up the house. Oh, like,
I would not freaking cook. I like cooking, but like, I'm sorry. Whoever told me that I'd have to make seven, you know, meals
all
a
the
week.
Meals, yeah.
I don't want to.
I'm over it.
I'm over it. Oh my God, why I gotta do this the rest of my life?
Oh my gosh. All right, so next question is, what has changed the most about yourself since becoming moms?
I feel, and like, I feel like everybody kind of goes through this. I feel like I probably just like, I'm not taking care of myself as much as I used to. Like, for example, I used to shower every day or every second day, reasonably, right? And now I feel like I'll go like 3 days, sometimes four if I'm really tired without showering. And I feel like that's not good for me. I just feel like I haven't done anything for myself, like actually for myself. Like I should go and probably, you know, get a pedicure or maybe I should get a massage or
like
something
for a little spa day.
I just feel like I haven't done anything for myself and I should probably just like shower more often. But yeah, I just want to kind of get back, and I know that I will get back there when I start working again, because like I gotta go to work. Like, I can't
you be... You gotta shower.
Yeah, I gotta shower. I can't be getting... Go in there looking all grubby. So, anyways. Definitely something I will be working on.
Yeah. I'd say probably for me, like, I've always been an emotional person. But, like, since having kids... Actually, this is actually you. Okay, like, Brooke used to, like, never cry about nothing. And, like, she cries about everything now, like, shows and movies or, like,
see,
a little, like...
I cry about those emotional things, but I'm stronger when it comes to, like, in real life
I guess, yeah, that's true. Like, yeah, so me, like, real life, like, I'm so much more emotional. Like, any
doctor's
little
appointments
thing,
doctor's and stuff
appointments,
like that.
Like, any vaccines, like, I cry every time my kids cry. Like, Douglas was crying. It was, like, 2 weeks postpartum. And he was crying about something that his grandfather said in a, like, sarcastic way. And he started crying, and he said, Mama. And then I was holding Maeve. So then I started crying because I couldn't hold both of them, like, at the same time. It's just, like, you care so much about someone else, like, more than almost you care about yourself. Because you just, like,
yeah,
you want them to be great. So it's just, like, oh, my gosh. And, like, the first time I cut his fingernails and, like, I made, like, a little part bleed. Like, I cried for a full hour.
I nicked Levi my first time cutting his nails as well. And I don't know if I cried or not, but... See, I cry at stupid... I cry at shows. Like, me and Joey will watch American Idol cry. Like, every time.
Yeah. I just, like, people, I think, don't realize how emotional, like, being a mom is because, like, yeah, you just...
Yeah.
You care for them so much more than, like, you thought. Like, yeah, you're gonna love them. Yes. But, like, oh, my gosh.
I know. It's just a different... You can't even explain it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay, so what is something you miss about pre-kid life, and what is something you enjoy the most since having kids?
So for me, what I miss the most about pre-kid life, which is actually kind of funny, because we're actually in Moncton right now, it's May long weekend, so I just miss being able to, like, pack up for myself alone and just leave the house, not needing to, like, pack up the whole family, all of their stuff. Get everyone ready for, like, around their schedules, like, meal and nap times, and, like, wondering, like, where are my kids gonna sleep? What's going on? Like, where are we? It's just, like, not needing to worry about that. Like, I miss that so much.
No, I can see that for sure.
Yeah, and just, like, if I wanted to chill on, like, a Saturday all day and just binge a new, like, Netflix show. Like, I can't do that anymore. Yeah. Like, Doug and I, it takes, like, a full week now to binge a TV show.
Yeah, 100%.
And before, I swear to God, it was a full day and we were done. Like, that's all we would do and we loved it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God, I know.
Gosh.
Something I miss, is probably the laying in bed in the mornings.
Yeah.
I really, like, I'm used to waking up at 6 a.m. now. It's really not a huge deal, but I do just miss the laying in bed. That, and then probably, just kind of, like, getting up and, like, leaving the house. Mm-hmm. Like, now you gotta pack and stuff, so... It's just having, like, your own, more of your own time and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then I would say the thing that I love the most now, too, is, like, Douglas right now, he's 2 1/4. And his vocabulary is just, like, wild now. So you can actually have, like, full-on conversations with him. And it's just so fun to see, like, where his imagination goes.
Yes.
And obviously, like, baby cuddles are, like, literally the best thing ever. And, like, smelling your kid after their bath.
After the bath, very
after
important.
The bath, like, they're all, like, nice and, like, oh, it's just the best thing ever.
I love when Levi goes through, like, one of his, like, super happy, giggly moments. Mm-hmm. And, like, when he is so excited about something. So right now he's loving, like, the song when if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. So when I sing that, like, he just gets the biggest smile and he laughs and he just gets so excited and, like, just learning and seeing the things that get him excited, like the random things that get him, like, smiling and laughing and stuff, like, that's just so amazing to see, and I really, really enjoy those moments.
Yeah.
And then I know there's gonna be more of those moments to come, right?
Yeah, I feel like it literally only gets, like, better and better, because, like, you think, like, you love an age, and then, like, I don't know, 3 months later, you're like, oh my God, this is the best age. Like, yeah. It's just so crazy. Yeah, so I guess, so next question, so what's your favorite memory you have of your sibling?
I feel like, so I'm just going to go in general at first. So I feel like, of course, like, I have, like, little memories of us when we're young, like, mm-hmm. camping and, like, playing brats.
Yeah.
Like, that was so much fun and all those things. But my favorites are definitely after you moved out.
Yeah.
Because then we got a lot closer.
Yeah.
So, like, when you were living in your apartment with our cousin, when I would go over and have sleepovers and mm-hmm. stuff, that was just so much fun. And, yeah. like, I remember all of those moments, and, like, that was a good time. But I feel like my favorite time with you would probably be Douglas's birth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those...
That whole weekend.
That whole weekend was just, like, so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun for me. You were going through birth, but I had the time of my life.
Yeah. I wish so bad that I could have, like... seeing you go through it too, because it is so much fun, like, giving birth. It's such a, like, it's an experience that like you just can't explain, so
100%
getting to, like, do that with someone, like,
yeah,
so much fun. And I would say, like, one of my favorite memories is, so right after my husband Doug and I got engaged, we were supposed to go to Quebec, but then everything kind of got pushed back, so I ended up bringing Brooke to Quebec with us. So it was the first time you went. But I had gone a couple times with friends prior, so we went to Old Quebec City, and we went, I think it was like 3 days, we went shopping.
And yes,
we
just, and, like, it was a few days before my massage therapy board exams.
Really?
Yeah. I remember our drive there. I was studying.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah.
And that's why we could go, because I had taken a week off of work to study. And she goes, oh, do you want to go to Old Quebec? And I'm like, I'm supposed to study, but yes.
Yeah, like, I literally, like, I couldn't cancel the hotel rooms either. Like, it was
super fun. It was around Canada Day.
Yeah, it was Canada Day. Yes. We had the fireworks, but then it started raining or something.
And I fell in love with the guy in the streets performing.
Oh,
do you remember that guy?
Yeah, so there always is performers, like, on the boardwalk in Old Quebec. So it was just so cool to see. And yes, we ran into Sarah and Justin, too.
That's right.
Some of Doug and I's friends. So it was actually Doug's best man. And Sarah's one of my good friends now. But yeah, they were there, too. I don't remember why. It must have just been like a summer vacation.
I don't know.
But that was a fun little...
Anyways, we walked so much.
Oh, gosh, our feet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a really fun little vacation. That was our first, like, trip together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just us, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember mom probably was, like,
freaking out
her mind, because it's, like, a 6-hour drive, I would say, or so, but, yeah, so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Oh, my God. Right on. If you could relive a day in the past, what day would it be?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not gonna pick between my two births, because, I mean, they were really great days. But for me, I would actually love to relive Doug and I's wedding day. So that whole, I mean, that whole weekend, really, because, like, the rehearsal dinner, the whole wedding. But wedding day, like, getting to spend, so I had, like, Brooke as my maid of honor, and then I had my two sister-in-laws, and then our cousin Shayna. So, like, we just got to get ready and, like,
it was a really fun,
like, take photos is like my favorite thing ever, especially like when I'm the center of attention. But, and then just like, obviously, like, I was nervous the whole day too, because you're just like, the anticipation of, like, there was about 150 people at
and
the wedding.
You want things to go well.
Yeah, like, you, like, I had things scheduled to, like, a T.
Yes.
Like,
she had an itinerary times 10.
Yeah, and I had someone there too to keep us, like, in line, like, to check on everything. But, like, after the like, the actual ceremony, and, like, once we ate, and, like, the dance party, and, like, just, it was so much fun.
It was really fun. Yeah. No one got my speech on video, and I'm salty about that. It was a phenomenal speech.
I still have the speech, like,
written,
my book. Yes.
But I feel like I added things in when I was up there, and I was just a hoot and a half.
Yeah, so, like, Brooke easily can give speeches, but, like, if Brooke gets married one day, and I'm maid of honor, and I have to give a speech, like, Lord help me. I am literally the worst at speaking in front of people, which is kind of funny, because, like, this podcast, but, like, we're not actually, like, talking to people, like, in front of us. Like,
yeah, we're talking to mics.
But, like, in high school, like, me giving presentations, like, no.
But I am a teacher now, right? So, yes, I mean, I talk to in front of people all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
If I can relive a day, honestly, okay. So I feel like everybody is just like, oh, well, you should relive the day, the birth of your child. Yes, having Levi was a fantastic day. And it was, like, a super surreal day. I feel like it went by so fast. You know what I mean? And it was a fantastic day. Like, it is definitely up there, but I don't have a specific day that I'd want to relive. I feel like I'd want to relive my whole high school experience.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I loved my high school experience. I had great time. I loved it. You know what I mean? Like, obviously classes, whatever.
Great segue, because our next episode is actually going to be all about high school.
But I just had so much fun in high school, you know? Like, I loved, like, the atmosphere. I played sports. I, like, friends. And, like, it was just, like, a really good time for me. And I know a lot of people hated high school, but, like, I just really enjoyed it and made light of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's no specific day other than, of course, like, Levi's birth and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just really enjoyed high school.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go to this question, and it's, which one of you is the most spoiled?
Felicia. Felicia.
No.
Yes, it is. Dude, okay, hold on. Hold up. Pause. Okay, hold on. So, growing up, okay, when we would go to our dad's house for the weekend, and you would be, it's like Friday night, okay? You're in high school, and you go, Dad, can I go to the mall with my friends? And Dad goes, Yeah, for sure. And then he drops you off and you go, can I have money? And he yeah, gives
20 bucks.
I feel like he gave you more than 20 bucks. But anyways, and then he would just give you the money.
Okay,
and
but who I had their cell phone?
Hold on, we are not talking about that yet. You, and like, I just never went to the mall and had money and like stuff like that.
Yes, okay, so our dad paid for like Brooke's cell phone bill for like ever.
No, well, maybe, yes. Thank you, Dad. I love you so much. Anyways, I was definitely supposed to start paying that when I started working, and then it just never happened for a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But then I started paying for it. I pay for my own self-help bills for a long time now.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
But I feel like you, like, if we look at this in retrospect, okay, you were more spoiled than I was. You're also older than me, so you've been alive longer, so you are more spoiled.
I guess we're always going to think, like, the other one was most spoiled and yeah. such, but...
I feel like, you know, I lived off crackers and peanut butter, dude. I'm kidding. But we definitely both had a really good life. Like, I feel like we were both spoiled in some aspect.
Yeah.
And that's hilarious. Oh, my God. But I definitely, like, 100% say you. Yeah. What is... something you regret?
This is a hard one because, like, you try not to, like, regret anything in your life, but I have a really random one, which kind of, like, ties into, like, the wedding day, but when I picked out my wedding dress and, like, I was getting it and they were sizing you, they're like, do you want to stick with this size or do you want to, like, go up a size so we can, like, tailor it and better? And I was like, oh, no, like, I'll lose, like, a couple pounds so it'll easily fit better. But, like, yeah, I lost weight, but it was still, like, a little snug, and I feel like I wish I would have gone up a size, because then you could have, like, had more room in the dress.
Tightened it a bit,
yeah, and, like, because Brooke was the one to, like, strap me in, I guess you could say, and, yeah. like, we had it, like, tight.
That's very true, now yeah. that I remember that.
Yeah, so I just feel like I wish I would have gone up just up a size to, like, have it easily tailored in a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, like, it was not a big deal, but... I guess I wish I could just redo that one bit.
Yeah, yeah. I have nothing that I could say, like, I regret to this day. Like, nothing in my life has changed significantly my outcome right now that I wish I could change. I guess, like, some things in the moment, I was just like, oh, damn, really shouldn't have done that. Like, for example, and I'm sure we'll get into this one day, long story short... I, like, found out an ex was, like, kind of, like, cheating on me.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, had been cheating on me. We had already broken up, but I hadn't known that he was cheating on me. And my name was the name of, like, our power bill was under my name. And he was still living in that apartment, and I wasn't there anymore. So I called B Power, and I told him to shut off the power immediately. Living there, but yet I still had a lot of my stuff there. So anyways, once that, you know, once he found that out, he was like, well, I'm gonna smash all your stuff. And I, and then in that moment I was just like, ah, should have seen that coming. You know, damn. So then my dad and stepdad, like, obviously I was freaking out, so then they had to, like, rush over to my apartment so we could move all of my stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, in that moment, I was like, maybe I should have thought.
Maybe you should have moved the stuff out and then call yeah, and cancel, yeah.
100%. But, like, that's not even a regret because it's a hilarious story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. But I'm just, like, I feel like sometimes I make rash decisions and then I regret it in a, like, in the moment. But, like, it doesn't actually impact my life now.
Yeah.
Like, none of my shit was smashed.
No, yeah.
But
and, like, things are easily replaced.
Oh, yeah. But I really, you know, if ever I think of anything, I'll mention it. So that's pretty much what we got for now.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were some fun little questions and stuff.
We love
doing these. Yeah.
Q&A questions. Because it's just, like, it gets you thinking more. Also, like, Felicia reads these questions in advance.
Yeah, like, I kind of am the one that, like, puts these together, like, in a format.
Yeah, and I fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, I have, like, the week to kind of, like, think of some ideas.
Felicia and, goes, like, oh, did you read the list of questions we're about to answer? And I'm like, yeah, I did. And then 2 seconds before we record, I'm just like, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, like one thing very opposite of us.
Yeah. Oh my God, for sure. All right, everybody. We will see you back next week, and thank you for listening.
Chat soon.
Bye.